Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hi, I'm Lois.
Hi, I'm Claudia.
And we are the hosts of the Poodcast, the show trying to break the poo taboo.
Loved it! She smashed it. That was like Weather Girl 2000. You just absolutely nailed that. Sunshine in Spain.
Oh God, that was so scary.
I was about to say most people take some a bit of time to get used to their own voice, but I feel like you've settled in quicker than most.
I love the sound of my own voice. My God.
And how's the sound of your bum and your tum this week, Lo?
You know, honestly, ever since we've kicked off, my bum and tum has really never been better. However,
that's good.
I thought, you know, I can't just constantly bring joy and happiness to the world. I must also bring some relatability because I have some stories. And someone recently said to me that they were going for a stool sample. And I thought, okay, great. I have done a million of these. And it triggered a memory that I have, a very bad memory of one of the last times I did a stool sample. Have you ever done one, first of all?
Yes, I did do one. And then I missed the date and they had to go put it in the fridge in my flat, which I shared with like five other people at the time. And not only I missed the date, I gave it to Rich because I had to go to work. So he had to go take my stool sample to the doctors, where he was then told that we'd missed the cutoff and he had to go put it in the fridge.
Oh, the fridge, not the bin.
No, the fridge. They said we could bring it back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I do you know what? I didn't know the shelf life of a stool, but that's actually very good to know.
Yeah, they last a while, those poops.
Do they? Okay. Well, this actually makes me feel a lot better about my story. So basically, one of the last times I've done a stool sample was maybe a good couple of years ago now. But similar to you, you know, people in London, we are busy. Everyone in the UK, I'm sure, busy, but you know, let's talk about London because that's where we are. I had done said stool sample maybe in the morning. And I thought, cool, I will take it on my lunch break. Lunch came and went. I didn't take it. And I was like, it's fine. I'll go after work. I'll leave the office early. No. This is years ago. To my current employers who may listen to this, this is years ago. I'd like
to
stress.
This is years ago.
The end of the day came and went. And I thought, oh God, okay. A bit like you, I might miss the cutoff because, you know, they have closing hours. So I ran to the hospital. No. Weren't accepting it. And I was like, it's fine. I didn't put it in the fridge, but I just put it back in my bag, my work bag. Put it back in the bag and thought, it's fine, I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, in your bag?
In my bag. But then a whole nother day passed and I forgot about it. Got to the end of the second day and I thought, oh God, yep, still in the bag, but it's fine. You know, I'm sure it will last a couple of days. Left another day, then another day.
Lois.
Then another day, it got so far into the bottom of my bag that I honestly forgot about it and was like, oh God, you know, when there's something that you just, I knew I kept meaning to do it,
yes,
but life just kept being more important than the shit in my bag.
And you literally kept pushing the shit further and further down your bag.
It was, you know, like a toilet brush. I was plunging that away and it was it wasn't squished, it was in a plastic container, but you know, the bag was crinkled beyond belief. And it stayed in there for... I don't know how long specifically, but I'm going to say a while. Like, honestly, a while.
And you didn't smell it? Nothing? There was no aroma?
No. That, you know, sealed container, it was sealed. It was in a plastic bag. So that's why I thought, oh, it was fine. But, you know, what if someone was like, oh, you know, do you have a tampon? I'd be like, babe's in the bottom of my bag. Go rummaging around.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Is it Vanity Fair that does the go through my bag with me?
Yeah, but they empty out onto
my
the bed.
My little pocketbook, my cute little new Rimmel London eyeliner, and
Rimmel London. Apparently, that's the height of fashion for me.
It's so trendy.
And
my God.
Just my 6-day-old moldy shit sample.
Oh, mate, and the rest. 6 days is doing me justice. And rest.
Does poo go off? Like, it doesn't go off.
It didn't seem to. This is why I was wondering about the refrigeration and the shelf life. Like, you know, if you see dog poo on the street, that can be there for a while.
Well, but it might go white, doesn't it? It does.
Well, I don't know if it went white. Because then I thought, I don't know what to do with this now. I don't know what to do with it. And eventually I think I threw it in the bin.
Yeah, put it in the bin. What do you mean you don't know what to do with it? Put it in the bin.
Yeah, but someone might clone me. That's my DNA. It's got my name on it and my date of birth. So if anyone ever raided the bins and did one of those like, oh, come stalk celebrity bins with me and pulled it out the bin, it'll be like, oh, this is Lois Mills. Okay. Here's her date of birth. Here's her hospital number.
First of all, I love that you're including yourself in celebrity bin raids. Fair play. Good for you. Keep that energy all the way to the bank. Secondly, have you ever heard of anyone being cloned from their own shit?
Babe, I don't know. Not that I know of.
This is like the epitome of somebody thinking that they're the main star in a movie. Like,
all I'm saying is it was a real panic of mine for months. I thought about it all the time.
And who can think straight when they've had poo in their bag for 6 days? Like, no. They can't hold that against you. You weren't in your right mind. You had shit in your bag.
If they ever do a plastic, what, you know, they might do a plastic program that, you know, it gets shipped off into some landfill on the other side of the world.
The name on it isn't great. Do you know what? Do you remember when we were at school? I don't know if you did this, but I did it at my primary school, where you tied like a letter to a balloon and then you let it go on the playground. And it said, like, your school's address in the hope that it would land somewhere and they would give it to another primary school and that primary school would contact you via postcard. Did you ever do that?
Absolutely not, but it's quite cute.
We did that, and, like, some primary school in Cornwall got back to us. Madness. But maybe we should try something of, like, you know, testing the sewage works of if we actually did, or even the bins. If you put your name and address...
On your
shit sample, maybe some lovely woman in Cornwall will get back to you with her own deposit.
I hate that so much.
Poo pals.
Do you know what? Pen pals was a dying art, so maybe poo pals is back. Could it not be just like a little bit nicer? Like, oh.
Yeah, mate, you could write to someone and not put your shit in a bin. Like, of course it could be nicer. I'm trying to help you out. Could it be
There's
nicer?
No saving me. Episode by episode, I'm realizing there is really no saving me, and I should really think before I open my mouth with how honest I want to be on this show, because it's horrendous.
Never. It's disgusting. You've not even, like, I don't think you've even reached halfway limit of some of the stuff I've said on the show. So I don't worry about it, mate. You're
all
fine.
To play for.
You're
all right, then go on.
Then
try and top
fine.
It. How's your bum? How's your tum?
Do you know what? Bum and tum are okay, but cystitis has crept in. Ooh. Recently, I get it when I'm stressed, which is really fun. And then I went for a run on yesterday, not wearing cotton pants.
Okay.
That was dumb. That was so dumb. Yeah. Cystitis has been creeping in, and I found myself, it's always like late at night. Why is it when you want to like go to sleep, then suddenly
it knows
you need to go for a wee? Yeah. But the problem, I don't think it's a problem. But the man I share a house with apparently says it's a problem, is that I get quite bad, like, late night zoomies. Have you heard of this? Like, so
I've heard of it for a dog.
Yeah. For me, like, I will start putting on a Broadway show. I'll start, like, hiding around corners. I'll start, like, pretending I'm under the bed and grabbing his ankle. Like, it's not, I can imagine it's not fun. But I think last night, it reached a head, so I tried to... Did you ever see Gypsy, the musical?
No.
Okay, well, it's got basically one of, like, the longest solo performances of all time in it. It's a song called Rose's Turn, and I used to sit and watch it every night when I was an usher at the Savoy, and Imelda Staunton played Rose. So I used to watch this epic performance every night, and it was epic. And I tried to do that last night, but the beginning is all, he was brushing his teeth, and I came around the corner and it was like, you either got it or you ain't, and boys, I got it. But then, like, the whole song goes down, and it's that one that's like, why did I do it? Why did it get me? I was throwing shit on the floor, like, it... He did say, he didn't actually say much. He kind of went into the bed.
Speechless.
Like, had some solitary time, got into bed. And then I got into bed after my late night zoomies and my late night wheeze had calmed down. And then he was like, look, I don't actually think I need to be there when you do this. Like, stop involving me. Like, he was like,
you are doing it because you want me to laugh at you, but I don't need to be present for this. Can we stop doing this as a couple?
No, no. Oh my gosh. You know, sometimes you think, God, it would be so fun if I was younger again and I lived with my friends. And then I remember that you're my friend. And I think, no, that would not not be fun.
See,
I don't want
that.
See, I
used to live with other musical theatre people. They loved it. But apparently to the common muggle, it's not great. I was like, mate.
So just to clarify, go on.
I'm fully trained. Like, you're getting a show that people would pay for. Like,
well,
count you fucking self
lucky.
This is
true.
You know?
That is true. And in a cost of living crisis, you can't often afford to leave your house. So actually, bring the theatre to the bedroom.
Come on now. In every possible set. I mean, no, it kills the mood. Like, there was never going to be sex after that. If there was, I would have judged him. Like, no one has ever had a late night shag after late night zoomies, unless it's to literally shut you up. Just put, like, literally put a sock in it. And just
oh, God. Oh, my God. I mean, maybe a new form of contraception unlocked. Unlocked. I like that a lot.
Why not? But,
so just to clarify, the zoomies and the cystitis not linked.
No,
coincidentally happening at the same time.
It's more like the zoomies always happen, but the cystitis, I sit on the toilet for so long that I find like I'm gearing the zoomies up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the monologues start happening. Yeah. The like the different character voices, like it.
Yeah. Dress rehearsal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's the prequel to like the massive performance that.
Oh yeah.
He so luckily gets to endure.
Oh yeah, you get a lot of time to think. Your toilet gets so much time with you.
It's beautiful. There's it's a throne of music. But I do my poor neighbors. They have only just moved in upstairs. I do think they're probably like, who the fuck is that?
I wondered why there was a for sale sign outside your house. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, that's the people on the top floor, so I'm sure they can probably hear me and they're like, shut the fuck up. Oh my God. Right, enough about us. I feel like it's time to bring a very intense topic to the podcast that I don't think we've ever discussed before.
Oh.
I want to talk about public urination. Are you on board? All right.
With talking about it or in with the
No,
we're going straight into my view.
No, we're talking about it. And then we'll go on to whether you did. Okay. So I went to a magical land a few weeks ago called Cardiff. Don't know if you ever heard of it.
Oh,
and my friend said to me, she was like, I'm gonna take you to a place called Chippy Lane. I'd never been there before.
Wow.
And if I'd sent you a picture of what I saw down Chippy Lane and asked you to say what time of evening you think it was, I reckon you would have gone for around 3 a.m.
Okay.
But it was actually 7:30. Like, I have never seen anything like it in my whole... And that's, you know, when we went to Ibiza, like... I have never, it's like, you know, it does what it says on the tin. It's like a lane full of chip shops and kebab shops and all that. And Cardiff's like known for big hen do's, stag do's. That's
Love
where
it.
We're going on yours, by the way, just FYI. Straight
you know
to Chippy Lane.
It. Chippy Lane, please, please.
It's good. You're going to look so glamorous. I'm going to dress up as a giant little chippy. and everybody is in some sort of incredible, iconic outfit. All on the floor, pissed out of their minds, shoveling chips in their mouth. Like, but it looks like the end of the world. In the most, you know, wonderful way, but slightly terrifying. And there was a man in the corner who was weeing. And he had his back to us. So you're like, you know, you're going to wee, aren't you? You're going to wee where you're going to wee when you're pissed and whatever. And then there was a girl next to him on the floor who also looked like she was weeing. On further investigation, I don't think she was. I think she was just straining because the night was over for her.
Fair.
But
Fair.
It turned into a debate with me and my friends of like, would you, in as much as I didn't want to see that man weeing in public, it didn't offend me. I've seen it a million times. If that woman had been pissing on the floor
a part of me is like, oh God, babe, what are you doing? Why do I feel like that? It's the gender piss gap. Like, what is this? I don't like that I feel this way, but I'd be completely lying if I said I didn't. And I'd love to know your take on it.
Do you know, at least you are honest. At least you are honest. Do you know what it is? It's probably because, annoyingly, someone with a penis can just stand. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't, you could be mistaken for thinking, oh God, are they just, you know, are they still talking to the wall? Are they having a moment? You know, are they just on their own?
Whereas are they crying so much? Yeah.
Yeah, which they could, you know, from their leg tears. Yeah. That's probably what it is. But, you know, when the roles are reversed, someone squatting maybe feels a little archaic. However, I will caveat that I do also find men peeing in public really gammy and gross. So it's I would awful. Judge anyone either way, regardless of what is between your legs, whatever comes out. If someone's coming out on purpose, I mean, you know, no, it's a no from me. It really is a no from me.
And I don't know why I feel like it's okay. I'm like, yeah, but he was drunk. Like, if somebody was just doing it, like, in the middle of the street at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think it's awful. But for some reason, I was like, he's had a night. Like, the judgment went away from me. However, I don't think it's okay and it shouldn't happen. But I was quite, you're right, it is, there's something about, like, the equipment and how one has to hold themselves when doing it, but
yeah,
fucking double standards. Massively. I've never seen a woman pissing in public ever. Not unless like it's a friend like on the side of the road. As in, like, I've never seen a stranger
go up to the side of the road.
No, never.
Yeah, I kind of hear you, but isn't that so unfair? Because women need to piss too.
Yeah,
get desperado. My God! And also, you couldn't even. I mean, maybe you could pull your pants to the side, but you couldn't even try and execute it in the same way. Say if you're wearing a skirt or a dress, fine, easy access. You think, right, just go straight downtown onto the floor. But no, because you don't have the little buttons or the little peephole on your pants.
No,
maybe there should be a little, you know, like. I don't know, like a...
But I mean, mate, what's your aim like? Like, even at festivals when my friends are, oh, I'm just going to go squat behind that tree, I'm like, I know I'm going to piss on myself. Like, my aim is awful. I lost the trust at Brownie Camp, like, 1999.
Yeah, but because you're also trying to balance your body weight. Our knees, especially over 30, knees are not strong enough to hold up that weight. Whereas if you could stand, think how wide, think how akimbo your legs could go.
Akimbo.
It might actually be even better. Just like straddle side to side. I'm trying it right now. Yeah.
All right.
You have way more surface area.
Of course
way
you do.
More stood. Well, then there you go. The trick is to stand. Stand and pee.
But it's this, I think it all comes down to as well, like the way that women are supposed to hold themselves and not be filthy in a way that meant because actually, like you said, if you just did that, then you'd be okay. But, and you're wearing a skirt or dress or whatever. However, there's still something. Like, why are we not allowed to be as filthy? Why?
Yeah, but says who? Fuck it. I say fuck
it. Do you know what? You're right.
Be as filthy.
Yeah, be as filthy as you want.
If you're on Chippy Lane, absolutely plastered out your face at 7:30 on whatever, a Wednesday night, I don't judge you. I love chips. Give me that cheese, gravy, curry sauce, whatever. But judgment goes out the window, you know? You ain't got a position to judge.
And that's, do you know what? It's never about the actions. It's the like perspective you're putting on others. If I stop judging people, then I won't even know if anyone else is judging them. I just move on. That's what I'm going to do.
Screw it. Gender piss gap solved.
So for everybody, if you want to piss in front of me, go ahead.
Well,
as long as you're on Chippy Lane and it's past 4 p.m. and we're both drunk.
And as long as you don't have cystitis, because that is a really pungent, sweet-smelling urine, which I think is enough to put anyone off their chips.
Or I could just change it to, like, no one do it in front of me.
Equal.
Maybe I'd like to change my answer, please, Chris.
No, you can't.
I would like to say no one piss in front of me until the day I die. Muchas gracias.
Noted. I really hope a stingray doesn't ever sting me in the sea, because then... we'll both be dead. Fine.
And I'll take it. I'll die. I'll die on that stung hill. Jesus Christ. Well, I'm really glad that we've solved that intense debate today. Thanks for tuning in.
I didn't think that was a topic that was going to be discussed, but I'm glad we did, because now I know where you stand on it. It's important, really, to know where your mates stand on those types of things.
I don't think our friendship can move forward until we
know.
And by all means, callers, listeners, discuss with your friends. Do you love them enough that you wouldn't mind if they drunk piss? Actually,
my friends
have weaned from me all the time. Would they outdoor, like if you were down Chippy Lane and your mate was like, I'm going to go piss in that corner, would you stand by their side? Would you support them in this act?
I think you're going to break up a lot of friendships here. I really hope you have thought that through about the responsibility that you're about to carry, because you're going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm breaking down the poo taboo like I am breaking everyone's friendships. It's fine. Doesn't bother me. They should be stronger. Get better friends. Sort yourselves out. Doesn't worry me at all.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, now I know.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in.
On that bombshell, we can't go anywhere from there. We can move up, nor down, left, nor right.
We'll be back next week with another superb guest. And until then, I'm going to do it like this. I've been Claudia.
I've been Claudia. And I've been Lois. You may not piss in front of either of us. Just FYI.
Goodbye.